The second caliph of Islam, Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu. Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, once again we welcome you in our new episode of our program that goes by the title of The Second Caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu. As is obvious from the title of the program that we talk about Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu in this program, we talk about his excellences, his merits, and we learn about his seerah, we learn about his blessed conduct, and we tend to, after learning, make an intention to follow in his blessed footsteps. So today, again, inshaAllah, Zawajal, we will talk about certain excellences of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu, which Allah Almighty has blessed him with, and we will enlighten our hearts with his mention, with his love, inshaAllah, Azza wa Jal. Before that, as usual, let's listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is stated that when two people meet out of love for Allah, shake hands and recite salat upon the prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, then their future and previous sins are forgiven before they part their hands. Subhanallah. Again, a beautiful virtue, excellence we find in this hadith regarding sending peace and salutations upon the noble prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So again, whenever we meet anyone, which is pretty much on daily basis, we should shake hands according to sunnah, we should send salawat upon the prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, inshaAllah azza wa jal, our sins will also be forgiven. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, today we will talk about the honor of Sayyidina Faruqi Azam radiyallahu anhu from the perspective of how regardful even the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would be for him. And because of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam being so regardful for Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu, hence others would also follow the same practice of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and be regardful in relation to Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu. Our mother, the mother of believers, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha, she narrates that once I cooked harira. This is a food item. So she says that once I cooked harira and brought in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And at that time, between me and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Sada radiyallahu anha was also sat. So she says that I said to her that you also eat, to which she refused. And I said to her out of humor that eat, otherwise I will put this on your face. Now she refused again. So what I did is I covered my hand with harira and I rubbed it on her face. She did the same. She filled her hand with harira as well and she covered my face as well. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he was witnessing this, he saw this and he was smiling. And he said to Sayyidatuna Sauda radiyallahu anha that rub more on her face, meaning on the face of Aisha radiyallahu anha. So Sayyidatuna Sauda radiyallahu anha, she rubbed more on my face. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was smiling seeing this happening between both of us. Now in the meanwhile, outside of a house, Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyiduna Umar Faruqi Azam radiyallahu anhu, he called upon his son, Abdullah, Abdullah. And upon this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam felt as if Sayyiduna Umar Faruqi Azam radiyallahu anhu would enter the house. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to us that get up quickly and wash your face. Now Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha says that since I've seen the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam being regardful for Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu, since then the awe of Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu has also settled in my heart. this honor and this reverence, this awe for Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu has also settled in my heart. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, such a beautiful account, and there's so many pearls of wisdom, so many beautiful lessons we can derive from this very account. We see how the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was having a nice time with his beloved wives, with our mother, the mothers of believers. So this also is a great lesson for us, that we should also be the same at home, rather than having a face made up, rather than having a very rude conduct, very harsh conduct at home. We should be very kind at home as well. And then we also come to know that how much regardfulness the Prophet ﷺ showed towards Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anh. So this shows us that when someone like Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha is saying this, then we can imagine what would be the dignity and status of Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anh. Carrying further, dear viewers of Madani Channel, whenever we read about Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anh, we study his seerah, the element of his strictness, the element of his anger is also alongside his seerah. And this is something which pretty much comes all the time when we read about his seerah. Now, his anger, his strictness, that was entirely for the sake of Sharia, for the stipulation of Shari'i injunctions, to ensure that the bounds of Sharia are not violated. Whenever it would be a matter of Islam, the matter of dignity of Islam, honor of Islam, preserving the boundaries of Sharia, that is when Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he would become very, very strict. And this is also one of the requirements of the iman of a person, that he wouldn't compromise upon Sharia. His anger, his wrath, his strictness, it was never for his own self. You would always find that his wrath, his anger was solely for the uplifting of Islam, for the preservation of the honor of Islam, for the stipulation of the laws of Sharia, and to ensure that Islam is not harmed, to ensure that the bounds of Islamic Sharia is preserved. It was all just for the sake of Islam, just for the sake of Sharia. Never he radiallahu anh observed any kind of anger or wrath for his own personal self. This in its own shows the greatness of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anh, that anger, wrath, these things were solely used for the sake of the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has also mentioned this in one hadith, which Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anh narrates, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, "In my ummah, the most kind-hearted is Abu Bakr, and the most strict in the matter of deen is Umar, and the most truthful from the perspective of modesty is Uthman, and the greatest qadi is Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhum." So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he mentioned himself regarding Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anh, that he radiallahu anh is the most strict, is the strictest in the ummah from the perspective of religion. And this again is one of those attributes which we find in the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they don't compromise when it comes to the stipulation of the laws of Sharia, when it comes to the preservation of the bounds of Sharia. This is one of those distinctive features that we find in the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anh indeed is the greatest in this as well, in the entire ummah. Another beautiful excellence of Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anh, which Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anh narrates, that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he once mentioned to Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh and Sayyidina Umar Faruq Azam radiallahu anh, that, "Shall I not mention your alike in Malaika and in Anbiya, that who are like you amongst the angels and amongst the prophets?" Then, whilst mentioning a like of Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anh, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said that, "O Abu Bakr, amongst the Malaika, amongst the angels, Mika'il alayhi salam is like you, who descends with rahmah, with mercy," meaning rain. "And amongst the Anbiya, amongst the prophets, alike you is Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that when his nation denied him And when they observed an inappropriate conduct with him, then he said, which is mentioned in Surah Ibrahim, verse number 36, translation from Kanzul Irfan, "So whosoever follows me is indeed of me, and whosoever disobeys me, then you are most forgiving, most merciful." Then the Prophet ﷺ, he addressed Farooq Azam radiallahu anh, mentioning him, a like of him, amongst the Malaika, the angels and Anbiya. He said that, "O Umar, among the Malaika, among the angels, Jibra'il is like you, who brings punishment, severity and hardship upon the enemies of Allah. And amongst the Anbiya, like you, is Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, who supplicated in this manner, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding his nation, which is mentioned in Surah Nuh, verse number 26, translation from Kunzul Irfan, and Nuh said, "O my Lord, do not leave any disbeliever residing upon the earth." Allahu Akbar. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned the excellence of Shaykhain Kareemain, meaning Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anh and Sayyiduna Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu anh, in these words, where the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned they're alike amongst the angels as well as amongst the prophets. Subhanallah. What a great honor this is for Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anh and for Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu anh, that the like of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anh amongst the malaika, amongst the angels, is Mikael alayhi salam. And amongst the prophets is Ibrahim alayhi salam. And for Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu anh, amongst the malaika is Jibreel alayhi salam. And amongst the anbiya is Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salam. This is a great distinctive feature, again, that has been given to both these honorable personages, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anh, who is the first caliph of Islam, and Sayyiduna Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anh, who is the second caliph of Islam, subhanallah. Regarding the anger of Farooq Azam radiyallahu anh, which we often talk about, the awe of Farooq Azam radiyallahu anh, the fourth caliph of Islam, the lion of Allah, Mawla Mushkil Kusha Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem narrates that the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Refrain from the anger of Umar. Protect yourself from the anger of Umar, because when he becomes angry, then Allah also becomes angry." Allahu Akbar. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, in this narration we find that the anger of Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu was justified. It was for the sake of religion. It was for the sake of the stipulation of Shari'i bounds, the Shari'i laws. When Sayyiduna Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu, he would become angry, even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would become wrathful. And this also indicates towards the fact that the anger of Farooq Azam radiyallahu anh wouldn't be for any personal reason. It wouldn't be for any personal reason. It would be solely for Sharia. And the anger of Farooq Azam radiyallahu anh brings about the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam warned us over here that save yourself from the anger of Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anh. What a big statement this is. Now, at the same time, we also learn that whenever Farooq Azam radiyallahu anh would hear the verse of Quran regarding forgiving, regarding the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the instructions where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to observe forgiveness, whenever Farooq Azam radiyallahu anh would be told of any such ayah, any such verse, he radiyallahu anh would forgive instantly. He radiyallahu anh wouldn't excel any further when a verse of the Quran would be recited to him. Once Sayyiduna Farooq Azam radiyallahu anh, he had delivered the verdict of punishment for a person, and that person, he recited verse number 199 of Surah A'raf, translation from Kanzul Irfan, "Dear beloved Prophet, adopt forgiveness and enjoin righteousness and turn away from the ignorant." So he recited this verse, and as soon as Umar Farooq radiyallahu anh, he heard this verse, he contemplated it, he pondered upon it, he reflected upon it, and he forgave him. Now, this was the habit, the blessed conduct of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu. As soon as he would hear the verses of Quran, then he would stop from his verdict that he would have delivered, and he wouldn't exceed any further from the verse of the Quran. and Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu anh, he followed Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh in this very practice, as once Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu anh had delivered a verdict regarding a certain person for him to be whipped a certain number of lashes. Upon this, he recited this very verse, وَالْقَاذِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ, which is verse number 134 of Surah Ali Imran, meaning, and those who control their rage. Upon listening to this verse, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu anh, he stopped from this very punishment and he commanded for that very person to be freed. So this is again that element of greatness of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, we see that he would never exceed the Holy Quran. Look at the eminence of the Quran that he had in his heart, that despite having that element of anger in him, which was for the sake of Sharia, for the sake of the religion of Allah in the first place, but as soon as the verse of the Quran was recited before him that talked about the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that talked about the mercy of Allah Almighty, that talked about forgiving others, straight away he radiallahu anh would forgive and he wouldn't materialize the punishment that he would have ordained for the person. And Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu anhu, subhanallah, what is his status as well? He was also very strict in following this very practice of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. So we find here, dear viewers of Madani channel, that for Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, the Holy Quran was the last word. He radiallahu anhu would never proceed further, exceed ahead of the verse of the Quran. This is also, alhamdulillah, we find in his seerah. And we also need to also have the same practice in our lives as well, where we also keep the Quran as the final word for ourselves as well. But for that, first thing first, we need to understand the Quran. We need to learn the Quran. What is our state? We don't even know how to recite the Quran properly, let alone understanding it. How can we reflect upon the Quran when we don't even understand the Quran? We don't even know how to recite it properly. How much effort have we exerted in learning how to recite the Quran properly? This is the first thing. And once we've crossed this first barrier, then how much efforts do we exert in understanding the Quran? If we don't understand the Quran, how can we reflect upon the Quran? How would we understand the message of our Lord Almighty? What has He commanded us to do? What has He prohibited for us? What is lawful for us? What is unlawful for us? So on and so forth. The Quran is a complete guide for us, but we don't understand it. We don't make efforts to learn the Quran. So how would we keep Quran as those parameters upon which we live our lives? It is a humble request to viewers of Madani channel. Let's come towards understanding the Quran, learning the Quran. The first step is to learn how to recite the Holy Quran. And for this, alhamdulillah, there is a separate department of Dawat Islami, which is known as Faizan Online Academy, which teaches Quran online from the comfort of your home, the time that suits you, alhamdulillah. One Qari Sahib will be appointed to you who will teach you how to recite the Quran properly. He will teach you the how to pronounce the words of Quran properly. They will take you from step one all the way to teach you where you would learn how to recite the Quran properly. Once that is done, then there are further courses as well that are offered by Faizan Online Academy, in which there's also Tafsir Siratul Jinan course, through which you go through the entire commentary of the Quran. And you reflect upon the verses and you understand the meaning of the Quran. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami is providing these services. It is up to us to come forward and take benefit from it for our own akhirah. It is for our own hereafter, not for anyone else. So this was just a quick reminder for us that Dawat Islami is providing these services. So we should come forward, learn Quran and reflect upon it, which would be following the footsteps of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anh. And this is the only way when we can keep Quran as the final word in our life. This is the only way how we would be able to spend our lives in accordance to the commandments and rulings of Quran. Now, dear viewers of Madani channel, as we're talking about the anger of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anh, let's also talk about how he radiallahu anh would suppress his anger. As once Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anh, he was in the state of anger. And at that time, he put some water up his nose and he said that anger is from Satan, the accursed. And this action, what he had performed, putting water up his nose, he said this action removes anger. So we should also, dear viewers of Madani Channel, act upon this practice of Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu whenever we get angry. This is also one of the practices through which we can suppress our anger. And once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said that, "O Abu Dharr, look at the heavens, look at the sky, and look at the majesty of its creator. Then rest assured, be certain that you are not superior to any white or any black, except you exceed them, you excel them in knowledge. Whenever you become angry, then if you're standing, then sit down. If you're sitting, then rest against something. And if you're sitting down whilst resting against something, then lie down." So this is also what we've been instructed in this hadith by the Prophet ﷺ, that how we can suppress our anger. So if we are standing, we should sit down. If we are sitting down, we should rest against something. And if we are sitting down, resting against something, then we should lie down. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, this would also help us in suppressing our anger. On the same subject, viewers of Madani Channel, we're talking about Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu keeping the Quran as a final word in his life and following his life on this very principle, that he would not exceed whenever an injunction and a verse of Quran would be brought before him. He would straight away suppress his anger and he wouldn't exceed any further. Now Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma has mentioned a great faith refreshing account on the same subject. He mentions a marvelous account on the greatness of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu from this perspective, where he says that Hur bin Qais bin Hisn, he sought permission from Sayyiduna Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu for his uncle Uyayna bin Hisn to come in the court of Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. So Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu gave permission to Hur bin Qais bin Hisn for his uncle Uyayna bin Hisn to come in his court. Now, as soon as Uyayna bin Hisn, he came in the court of Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he addressed him and he said, "O son of Khattab, by God, neither do you give us our reward, nor do you make decisions between us with justice." Now, listening to this, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he overcame with wrath. He was very angry. He overcame with wrath and he was just about to capture him. Now Hur bin Qais, who initially sought permission for Uyayna, his uncle, to come in the court of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. So Hur bin Qais, he said that, "O Amirul Mu'mineen, Allah Almighty said to his beloved Prophet, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ." Verse number 199 of Surah A'raf, which we covered earlier. Meaning, "Dear beloved Prophet, adopt forgiveness and enjoin righteousness and turn away from the ignorant." So Hur bin Qais, he recited this verse and said to Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu that he is ignorant. As soon as he mentioned this, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu straight away stopped over there, and it was his blessed habit, his conduct, that he wouldn't proceed any further as soon as a verse of Quran was mentioned before him. Subhanallah. So in this account, again, the abuse of Madani Channel, we see that Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he did become angry. As soon as Uyayna came in his court, he started to talk rudely to Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, and he did become angry. He did overcome with wrath. But Hur bin Qais all of a sudden recited verse number 199 of Surah Al-A'raf to Sayyidina Umar bin Farooq radiallahu anhu, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and towards the end of the verse it says, turn away from the ignorant. So when this verse was recited and he said, regarding his own uncle who was talking rudely to Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, who brought that wrath and anger to Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he said that, "O Amirul Mu'mineen, O leader of believers, he is ignorant." Subhanallah. And in the verse, it's been commanded to turn away from the ignorant. So as soon as this verse was recited to Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he forgave him, he suppressed his anger, and he wholeheartedly accepted the verse of the Quran that was recited before him. This is Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, whose entire life revolved around the verses of Quran, whose the principle of his life was the Quran, the Sharia, Islam, boundaries of Islam, uplifting of Islam, honor of Islam. This is all what his life was all about. And as soon as the verse of Quran would be brought before him, instantly he would forgive, he would suppress his anger, and instantly he radiallahu anh would straight away resolve that matter, and he wouldn't exceed any further in front of that verse of the Quran. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, in today's episode, alhamdulillah, we covered a few more points of excellences and greatness of Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anh, and we also learned that how important it is for us to learn the Quran, to reflect upon it, and to keep Quran as our guide, to have our matters resolved in accordance with the teachings of Quran. And Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anh, he would also do the same. He would implement the Quran, he would implement the bounds of Sharia, and he wouldn't exceed any further as soon as a verse of Quran was recited before him. May Allah Almighty also enable us to learn the Quran, understand the Quran, reflect upon the Quran, and lead our lives in accordance with the commandments of the Quran. May Allah Almighty shower His choicest of mercies and blessings upon the second Caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anh, and may Allah Almighty forgive us all without accountability for His sake. Ameen. Bijahi khatam in nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The second Caliph of Islam, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu.